Hey, in this episode, I want to talk with you about going next level with your emails and getting better results by strategically knowing how to hack somebody's attention so you can move them into your content.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo, let's talk about taking it to the next level when you're engaging with people via email. You know, email is the primary tool for communication, but it feels like a really low success tactic to me. Like, you know, no offense if you're an email lover and you use it. Like, I recently saw a stat that salespeople spend 41% of their day writing emails, right? But there's a much more effective way in getting people to open and engage than the traditional tactics. And in this episode, I want to talk with you about optimizing for better email engagement rates using some of these Todd Hartley optimization tactics. All right. So the first thing I want you to realize is our inbox for everybody is a bit of a chaos point in our lives. Just like marketing to the newsfeed, when you see yourself go and look at your email inbox, you have the same mindset as when you're going through your Facebook feed. You're kind of scrolling, not really paying attention, looking for something that grabs your attention, that disrupts the flow of going through. And the way that you do that will determine how many of your emails get opened by prospects or clients. Over its lifetime, an email has a 20% open rate. So what does that mean? That means if you send out 100 emails to sales prospects, 20 of them are going to get opened. Okay. Now, how do you get that number up higher? Because one fifth sucks, right? Like, we need to be doing a better engagement than that. Like, if you want to compare email to text messaging, 98% of text messages, 98% get opened within the first 2 minutes. All right. And so email, which is the primary tool, is a low success tactic. So let me give you a couple of tactics that you can use in email to get better results, because the better you communicate, not only in clarity of message, but your ability to command somebody's attention, hold it, and then get them to take your desired action will improve your results when it comes to the end of a quarter or the end of a year. And you'll start to see that if you can do a better job getting people via email, you will get better financial results. So here's how I do it. First, I start with the subject. Why? Because like going through your Facebook feed, you've got to scream or grab something, somebody's eyeball, as they're going through the subjects, because that's all they're going to see really of these emails and maybe the first sentence or two. But I want to think right now about the subject of the email and how you make it irresistible for somebody to click on and open up, right? Because right now what we're trying to do is focus on improving your open rate. So the first word that I put in my emails is the word video. And I make that in caps. I want it to grab their attention. So I make it in caps and I put a colon after it. And then I use their name, like let's say Steve. And the reason is, well, Dale Carnegie says it best. You know, he's like the original sales guru. He's the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he says, a person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Now, take this over into email. When you see your name in the subject, it also, your eye is trained to, when you're skimming, to stop on your name. So the word video automatically gives you a 2x higher open rate, 2x. Why? Because most people are a little kind of lazy. They don't want to read. And if you give them the word video, they're like, oh, cool, video, that's different. And then if you put their name there, like Dale Carnegie says, it'll command their attention because it's so damn sweet to hear our name And then I add something of value, a tease something of value in that subject. That'll get me a much higher open rate. So start strategically from the beginning. Then inside of the email, this next tactic will help you 3x your click-through rate, because you don't just want them to see the email. You want to move them. You want to get them onto your journey page. You want them to see your personalized video. You want to get them into a deeper transfer of knowledge, a deeper relationship. So to 3x your click-through rate, you put their name, you put a screenshot really of you on camera. You're going to give them a video, right? But what you're going to do is you're going to do a thumbnail image with you holding up a dry erase board with their name on it. Like, Steve, watch this, right? By the way, if you are Steve, yo, what's up, Steve? This is your best episode, because your name, Steve, is the sweetest. It's the sweetest word in any language, Steve. So you do that. You have a screenshot of you, you know, a thumbnail image with a play button with you saying, Steve, watch this, written onto that dry erase board, and you pointing to it and smiling. And when they click on it, because they will, why? Because people are lazy. And when they click on that, they go to a landing page to watch the video that you created for them. And you just tripled your click-through rate. Now email's becoming more effective, right? Now you've used it and you kind of turbocharged it in a couple of different areas using a variety of different tactics to get your optimal result. But wait, there's more. I've got a magic sentence. Now this magic sentence goes in every email that I send when I need to get a response from somebody, because Todd means business. Like, if I'm going to send somebody an email and I'm going to put all this effort into being tactical about it, I also need to make sure that I have a plausible reason to reach out to them in the next 24 hours to interact with them, to schedule that next meeting. Now, if you're like, oh, dude, that's a little bit pushy. See, I'm going to show how to make it not pushy. In fact, I'll teach you my magic sentence in just a second, but the way that most people do this is when they send an email, they wait 3 days or 4 days, then they follow up, hey, John, just wanted to make sure you got the email. And I don't do it that way. Why? Because I know what the net result of waiting patiently, politely, 3 or 4 days for John to get back to you. By the way, Steve, you just got kicked to the curb. This episode's now about John. And now John's like, God, I love this, right? Because John's the sweetest sound in any language is his name. Yo, John. So what ends up happening is when you take that approach of waiting politely, thinking you're doing them a favor and yourself a favor, what you're really doing is delaying the momentum you're trying to create in order to generate a sale. So instead of doing that, instead of like politely waiting, take the alternative tactic. And let me give you this sentence. By the way, if you think of all of the delay time that you're adding into the sales process, you're making it harder for yourself or your team to achieve your monthly, quarterly goals, because you keep adding 4 days into the process. But if you get rid of those 4 days, here's how you do it. Hey, John, just because I'm thorough, comma, please reply back confirming you were able to watch the video below, right? So naturally, this magic sentence goes above that thumbnail image. Just because I'm thorough, comma, please reply back confirming you were able to watch the video below. Now, why is this important? Because I'm thorough is your plausible deniability to being rude or pushy. Who doesn't want to hire somebody that's thorough, right? And right there, you said, hey, reply back confirming you're able to watch this video below. So if you don't hear from them within 24 hours, now your assumption is it got lost in a spam folder, right? And you can reply back and go, hey, John, just check it in, man. Make sure you got that email that I sent. Now, John may get irritated when you send the second email the next day, but when he looks at it, he goes, oh, that dude asked me to reply back. dude's so thorough. And then John's going to go, guess I'm not as thorough as him. Now you've positioned yourself properly to be somebody who is in position to get hired. You've now nudged into the second meeting. And if you do that regularly, you're going to be able to optimize your results and your ability to communicate. You can use that same magic sentence in almost every communication, even when you text with a prospect that you already have a relationship with. Hey, just because I'm thorough, please reply back confirming you received the email. You could do all those things and nobody will think that you're pushy and you'll be able to achieve your goals. The more time you put between meetings, the harder it is to achieve your goals, the easier you make the path by moving people along in a very systematic way, the more deals you'll be able to fit into a month instead of punting them into the next month. That's how you use email. That's how you optimize it to get better results for your sales goals, your marketing goals, your relationship goals. And if you want to figure out how to sell in this new world like a friggin' boss, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you that you can get access to on the Wirebuzz site where I'm just dropping a mad knowledge bomb for you and you can get access to it. It's basically a free gift to the listeners of the Toddcast, which means you. Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales is where you go. And it's my time to jump in. I'm on camera today. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.